Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
And welcome back to Cannabis Radio's coverage of the Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference. I'm inside right now of the networking booth with Flow Hub, and I'm with the founder, CEO, a regular guest of the program and on Plant Profits, Plant Business, and other places, Kyle Sherman. Hey, Kyle, you've been very busy. You've had
it's been an eventful day for you. It's been a busy year.
So one of the things that has been brought up that, you know, even leading into Benzinga, is you now have a new integration with BioTrack, expanding national coverage to 36 markets. Talking about that relationship, obviously, you know, BioTrack, you know, and whether it's being put in the space with themselves, that, again, now you already had set for 11 legal cannabis markets, and now the integration gets you to 36 states, simplifying dispensary operations, and now offering a centralized platform designed specifically to meet evolving needs of retailers. Talking about that relationship.
Yeah, so obviously in the United States, you've got this really bifurcated regulatory system, right? So some states use what's called metric, and the state government uses that to track seed to sale, the supply chain, the products, the sales, taxes. In other states, they use BioTrack. Some states don't have anything, like Arizona. And so, expanding into BioTrack markets is extraordinarily important for a company like us, because we've got customers who are growing into markets that don't necessarily use metric or another system. And so we've got to be able to serve everybody. And really, this is the launch pad for us to be able to say to the industry, hey, Flow Hub is here to serve you in every single market. And that's a really big deal for us as an organization that's been around for nearly a decade.
You also made a mention of in previous interviews about this announcement, there's a glaring need for a more modern POS software platform like Flow Hub, and you're powering the next generation of dispensaries, being more efficient, sustainable, growing, and profitable. And with that said, what is it that you feel like encompasses that POS system?
This is really exciting, because as an organization, right, we built our first platform back in, started really in 2014, 2015, building, launched in 2016. And Colorado was the only state at the time that had legal adult use cannabis. And so there was no model. We were just guessing half of it, right? We're like, this is kind of what we think the future will be. And look, we were right about a lot of those things. We were wrong about a lot of those things. Fast forward to 2021, we said, you know what? What if we did something crazy and we just killed the old system and we built something from scratch? Like as if we were a brand new company. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people thought we were crazy, right? People said, like, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that, right? It's like, it's kind of can kill a company or it can make a company. Mm-hmm. And for us, it was worth taking the risk. So in 2021, we broke off a Skunk Works team out of the company, and we said, let's start building the new thing. And that new thing was launched in 2022. It's called Flow Hub Maui. Mm-hmm. And this platform truly is one of a kind in cannabis in North America, because, we had all this previous experience about what we should build. And two, we knew how to build it this time the right way. You know, we made a lot of mistakes in the early platform. And so we brought in a bunch of folks from Wayfair.com who had been there from the early days, all the way from the technical side, from the early days till IPO. And those folks were a big part of building a really stable, strong foundation for us to continue to iterate on. And Flow of Maui is just flourishing today because of that investment that we made back in 2021 with the right talent, the right technology, the right people, right? We launched that in 22, and it's now 100% of our customers use that and it's getting great marks in the industry. People just say, wow, this is infinitely better. You know, examples about that might be from check-in through checkout for a consumer, and the data that the retailers can then get from that transaction and use it proactively to build a better retail experience for their consumers. You know, what should we be discounting? Any type of discount you want to run, you can do it across all your locations in one spot. So all these little things matter, and you think this would be, you know, this would be something that everyone does already, right. But it's not the case. And so we're doing something really special.
Fantastic. Now, we're just looking at the information, obviously, over 1,000 dispensaries, $3 billion,
$3 billion.
And just the work you've done, going back to even far back as 2015, integrating with, being the first to integrate with Metric. Now this Maui program that you put together, we had you speak about it on our Plant Profits program about that. And
that's right.
The run with that. One of the things I also want to make mention of is with the partnership now, you know, in moving into new markets, one of those is Florida. Obviously, you see that with with Florida being now, it's eventually going to be another use market. Amendment 3 is going to pass. I feel wholeheartedly confident about that.
Yeah,
and, you know, when you look at what the adult use market will entail for Florida, you know, the MSOs are going to be strictly who you have to work with here, not too many craft owners here. So what do you think about the infiltration of FloHub working along with BioTrek and be able to go into this market? You got a pretty easy launching into this market because you only have so many companies to deal with, so many licenses.
It's true. Right. Right. You could be a single, I think your point is you could be a single logo.
Right.
And have 40 locations or whatever associated with it. No, 100%. I mean, look, I think the tough part is we, you know, as we start to expand into these states, right, you do have folks that are using incumbent technologies. But I think the benefits of a platform like FloHub Maui far outweigh you know, the pain to switch. And so that value, I think, is going to really matter to these folks as they continue to try to be profitable, try to maintain good margins, healthy margins in their organizations, and provide better consumer experiences. I mean, I think in Florida specifically, it's going to become significantly more competitive, right? As companies come in, you know, you might see more Cookies and Jungle Boys and Backpack Boys and, you know, these kind of like more West Coast companies coming in, you know, Quality Roots, right, potentially, right? These companies, like, at some point are going to make their way into Florida. And I think the MSOs that are here, the incumbents themselves, are going to have to really wisen up and build systems and processes for the organizations to compete in that arena. Right now, it's really been, like, you know, pretty easy for them to compete. There's not a whole lot of competition here.
A lot of new markets.
It's going to change.
Right. And there's a lot of new used markets you're going to get into. Florida eventually. Minnesota's already in play now. Ohio is in play.
That's right.
And with a product like Maui, that platform, the idea that you have that back end now, able to go ahead and generate 20 times faster than what you already had at your previous platform, where dispensaries can accelerate growth and increase transaction volume. As those states transition from medical to adult use, talking about what you've been able to do in terms of how they have to go and grow their yield, they have to go and continue to grow more inventory to complement the amount of traffic they're going to be getting, the amount of new people they're going to be buying,
yeah,
and what FloHub is able to go and do.
Well, I think the important thing for retailers to think about, right, as they're going through a transition from a medical-only state to a rec state, is making sure they've got contracts with producers, making sure that they've got some form of pricing power, be it partnering with other single-location brands or retailers, or, you know, trying to expand while they're medical only, just so they have purchasing power in that scenario. I think, you know, that's an underestimated a superpower you can have as an organization if you can find some purchasing power as you're switching over to rec, right? You want to make sure you've got the products ready, so on day one of adult use, you have the inventory to sell through. But also, I think, too, you know, it's like you got to make sure you have the right tech stack, right? As you're transitioning from medical to recreational, there's a lot of complexity there, and you don't want to be stuck with your pants down where you're going, ah, man, we weren't ready for this. This is embarrassing. We're not set up for success, because all you're doing in that moment is you're losing consumer loyalty, you're losing revenue, and it's hard to earn those things back. Once it's lost, it's much harder to earn it back than it was to retain it. And so I think, you know, making sure you have the right tech stack before the switch from Med to Rec is in place, you got to make sure that it's there. And I actually just said this on stage a little bit ago.
Yeah.
But you go be an undercover boss. Go pretend to be a consumer at your own retail organization, no matter if you have 30 locations or 5 locations or 1 location. Go do that maniacally all the time and finesse it. Get better and better and better at serving your consumers, because that's how you build loyalty and a sticky brand for people. And that's critical, as we continue,
who didn't get a chance to go and hear Kyle spoke on, is your retail experience really what consumers are looking for? The other thing that also much mentioned is in your suite of solutions, you now have a new POS platform, the Stash app. So a new mobile inventory management platform.
We have a lot of mobile tools at the company. Right. We've actually had Stash for a while, but it's only gotten better with Maui. So we've got a few different apps. We've got the Greet app, which is a mobile check-in app, but it's amazing. It says, you know, if you scan an ID, like if I scan your ID right now, it's almost your birthday. It would say happy birthday. It might say returning customer, you know, it might say first time, right? Those things all matter in the consumer experience, because now I can scan your ID and I can immediately know, oh, I know he's been in here before. I can see your purchase history. I can see your notes in there. I can see your loyalty. On the Stash app, right, it's for the inventory team to intake products, to audit products that you could ultimately reconcile with the state regulatory system, be it BioTrack or Metric your own systems. And so those are two of our mobile apps, Stash and Greet, that run on what we call the NUG. It's a hardware scanning device. You can also run it directly on the phone. And we also have the View app. And managers and owners love this. In fact, I was just with a customer out here before we were chatting here now. And he was showing me his View app. He's like, I love this thing. He's looking at all his locations. And he's showing me all his conversion rates and check-in times and wait times and all this. And it was like, it's amazing. No one's doing this properly. I mean, like, we've had this app for years, right? So we've got some great mobile tools that really help retailers and managers alike manage their environment and like actually be mobile on the road. They can be here at Benzinga Capital Conference and they can look at their store in real time. Like, how many people are waiting right now? What's the average wait time?
Right. And then on top of that, the amount of time less that they have to spend in inventory and more time in front of the storefront.
Exactly. Either
butt tending and everything else, right?
Well said. I mean, if you can just save 10% of your time intaking products, that matters. Mm-hmm. 10% of the time now you can go do something else that's productive for the organization, right? I it's really funny. I'm touring the country right now visiting some dispensaries. I just was in Arizona for a few weeks. I was in New Mexico and Southern California. And there's some real patterns. It's amazing. I think a lot of these retailers, I was visiting a lot of folks who don't use FlowHub, by the way. I was trying to understand what was going on there. And it's amazing how poor the consumer experience is at a lot of these stores. Right. The check-in times take forever. I brought this up on stage as well. Like, I mean, they're just, it's a 10-minute check-in time in some of our competitors' platforms. I saw this in
Arizona. And not a lot of customers are going to stay around for that.
Right, no. I was like, why would you come back? This is awful. I'm obviously not the priority here. And other times, you know, it just took forever to check out, multiple taps to get someone into the queue. And all this stuff just adds to the complexity of the check-in process. And so as a consumer, you just don't trust it as much.
Right.
And so there's so much opportunity for retailers to go play undercover boss, look at their stores and go, man, could we be doing better? I mean, right now we're in an environment that's tough. It's competitive. Margins are smaller than they've ever been. Things are more expensive than they've ever been, right? Consumers are more pissed off than they've ever been, right? They want ease more than anything. And so you've got to look at your tech stack. If you own a dispensary, you've got to go double click and look at your tech stack and be realistic about it. Now's the time to look at switching your platforms. I ask our customers all the time, go talk to other customers of ours. Go look at your store, play undercover boss, and you'll see. Go compare that to our competitors, and you'll get a better experience out the other side.
It's logical 100%. For your employees. You don't want to have them sitting back there to have to go and count inventory and just keep looking through. You want, you know, for people to look at time management. Technology, people can go and got to debunk the idea, oh, technology's not going to go and help out, they're going to make things faster. Well, you're showing that your suite of solutions does.
Exactly.
90% cut of the inventory time. That makes sense. That's an investment worth making. So, obviously, companies, and for MSOs, obviously, they want to find a way to go ahead and put technology into place anyway and have the employees doing something more important. And if your employees are doing something more important by being in the storefront and serving customers and not sitting back there having to go and count and go through ID tags or whatever they might have to go do, that's what you want.
You know, and think about how many compliance violations can come from a system that allows too much manual work anyway. So not only is it like less efficient to use a crappy technology solution, right? But now you have all these potential holes for compliance issues, for stolen or lost inventory, aka shrinkage, right? So your tech matters. Good tech matters, and it can really change your business for the better. And I think a lot of times people look at this stuff and go, yeah, well, POS is a piece of shit. It's all the same. You know, and it's like, no, it's really not.
But look at
all
the extra costs you have in place. Look at all these conventional stores that will have to outsource some company to come in and do inventory because they can't do the full-scale inventory and a full breadth of it. But you can do it on your platform and have the entire inventory checked out. And again, 90% less time.
Exactly. Precisely. That is what we're trying to do at this organization, is build great tools, easy to use, save people a bunch of time, try to help them not get in trouble. We call it stoner-proofing the software, right? Make it easy for anyone to use, no matter the state of mind that they're in. Yep. And it looks like bowling with bumpers, right? At some point, the bowling ball is gonna go down the other end of the lane and hit some pins, right?
So, Kyle, it's amazing. And so, again, the solutions make them pay for themselves. And I'm glad that, you know, you're hearing a whole lot when it comes to your touring to other dispensaries and learning about what they need to go and do to help out with this product, because you know it's like you don't want to go and just, you know, go favoritism and just like, okay, just look at the stores that have only Flow Hub. You're looking at other stores and dispensaries that do not have, and seeing how your product can definitely go ahead and make that put across your suite of solutions and make that possible.
Yeah, I'm biased, but I'll say Flow Hub has the absolute best technology platform for retailers in the market today, for sure, bar none. I've seen it firsthand. I've looked at all of these stores. I've been to our competitor stores like you talked about, and I've seen it firsthand. I'm going, oh my gosh, we are in a great spot as an organization. I'm really excited to continue to grow the company and serve people for years to come here.
And as for Florida, you know, what do you think about the transition? Because like I said, it's not like Florida's a very different market when it comes to turning rec, because it's all MSO is going to be part of this. So obviously you're going to have your way to where you're going to be in dispensaries, where your system is going to be put in dispensaries around the state. But, you know, do you think it's going to be much of an issue of them being able to go ahead and churn out the yield necessary to handle the market and the demand that's going to be coming when it comes rec?
We'll see. We'll have to see, right? I mean, I think a lot of states oversupplied during that transition unnecessarily, and that hurts a bunch of businesses in the communities, right? That's not good for anybody. And so I think, you know, having tight controls around how much supply is available is super important. But we'll see. Like, you know, look, I mean, I hopefully Florida does it right, you know?
I think I got a good chance. I think, you know, there's some parts where, you know, in their program, what they're going to have, they haven't talked much about social equity. They haven't talked much about, you know, the other areas apart, which also I know you do a lot of advocating for prohibition and the issues that we had with that. But it's just some of those other outlying areas that had not been addressed here. But that's because of how the market worked out, because when the petitions first came out for medical, you know, the corporate side that decided to go ahead and, you know, consolidate, put a petition out against the other petition, fought it off, and then they come back now. They're the ones with the leading petition. They got the amendment up there. And so, like, now after the fact, you know, other issues need to be addressed. But the MSOs, they just need to realize, okay, they have only enough licenses that you're able to go ahead and use. They have to also be able to have enough grow to be able to go ahead and surplus and handle the drive that's going to be coming in.
Yeah. We'll have to see. I'm a huge advocate of being very careful with how much supply you generate, because it can kill smaller businesses. And as we know, smaller businesses are really important to our communities. It's not just the MSOs, right? And so I think, and even for the MSOs, frankly.
And don't get me wrong, a lot of good MSOs really here. I mean, they're really well run so far in terms of medical.
There are.
The switch to adult, you should be pretty smooth.
There are. But I think it's like, just again, it's like you have to watch that oversupply. Yeah. It's the supply-demand balance is extraordinarily crucial. And just being really smart about it. It's, in my opinion, it's better to have less, more demand and less supply than oversupply the demand, because it can crash a market for a long time. And it literally will kill businesses.
There we go.
So I'd rather see more businesses open, more consumer choice, you know, these sorts of things. So,
So again, flowhub.com. And one more second, just going to take a pitch and just let people know why they should go ahead and invest in your suite of solutions. If they haven't done so yet, what should they be doing when they go to flowhub.com?
Yeah, so if you're a retailer, we'd love to work with you. We'd love to learn more about your business. Go to flowhub.com. You can click on the get a demo button. You can read about our solutions, watch videos. We have a YouTube page. You can see how the software works. You go to our Help Hub, which will tell you all about how to use the software if you're already a customer, but you can also just go check it out. If you go to releasenotes.flowhub.com, you can see all of our releases and our release velocity, meaning how much new tech we're putting out every week. It's amazing what the team's doing. I'm super proud of our engineering and product teams at the organization. They're doing incredible work over there. But yeah, I mean, go check us out. We're not, you know, if you're an investor, we're not taking new money. So we've raised from some really great investors, but we're a company that's profitable. So we don't need to go raise more capital.
You're doing a lot of R&D. You're always looking to go and optimize and innovate with new solutions or build upon the solutions you've already built on.
Exactly. But we don't need to raise money for it. So
right.
Unless it's some super strategic investor, then definitely shoot me an email. give me a buzz. We'll chat. But I mean, we have no intention to raise more capital right now. So we'd love to know if you're retail, we'd love to talk to you. Vertical or direct retail, e-commerce, we'd love to meet with you and talk to you.
So, you know, Kyle, I know we've had a number of interviews together and on the network, you know, since what, going back to like 2018, I think it is. And it's always been great to go and have you on. You're always getting a little busier as we go along, but it's always good to have you available. Thank you again, Kyle Sherman, CEO of FlowHub. Again, flowhub.com. Thank you again for making time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.